Yeah, you know, Tuesday's election showed a country divided almost completely down the middle. It's very interesting the way that the vote went. But we don't have final numbers. We don't know the full ramifications of stuff. But one thing is certain, no matter what their votes, no matter what Americans are voting, who they're voting for president, who they're voting for in Congress, they're pushing the federal government now to even harder to end the war on drugs. This was a big, really big event. The map changes significantly now. It's been a Western experiment, if you look at it on the maps. Now it's not a Western experiment. It's an experiment in the South. It's an experiment in the Northeast. 100 Congress members now live in states with legal marijuana. That's going to make a difference in Congress because now they have a constituent interest in that. And three now, one of every five Americans now in the United States will very soon be able to buy recreational marijuana in a store that's regulated and taxed.
Did all of the measures pass? There were quite a few states that had some type of marijuana regulation on the ballot.
There were nine measures total. One failed. All the rest passed. The one that failed was in Arizona. That was a really tightly contested contest. There was a lot of money involved, and there was a big push at the end against it, and it lost. But four states, California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada, they all passed recreational sales, and four states, including Florida and Arkansas, the first two southern states to have any kind of cannabis reform, they both went for it. Remember, California is the most populous state. Florida is the third most populous state. And I think it's interesting in Florida because 2 years ago, they had almost the same thing come up. And because of their initiative process, you had to have 60% of the vote pass it. And they got 57% of the vote 2 years ago. This year they came back with it, and more than 70% of it passed that. So obviously there are people, no matter your political persuasion, who are saying, we got to stop this. You know, we have to allow medical marijuana, and we really have to allow recreational marijuana as well.
Well, speaking of initiative processes, here in Colorado, it's going to be a completely different process for people to get anything amended on the ballot now, with the Raise the Bar amendment being passed. What is the connection to marijuana legislation in Colorado here of Amendment 71?
I think this is very interesting. I started thinking about this as I saw that Amendment 71 passed. So pretty much the amendment process is done in Colorado. There will be
very, very few
constitutional amendments. And it could, because it's going to be very difficult to do that. So as it stands now, I talked to a couple of lawyers, and Amendment 64, if it came up now, wouldn't pass. It probably wouldn't get even on the ballot. And if it got on the ballot, it would have to have 55%, and we only got 57%. So it would have really been a tight struggle, probably wouldn't happen. The other side to that is that since Amendment 71 is passed, Amendment 64 will never be repealed.
Any updates on the Colorado cannabis measures? I know Denver had a measure. It's still too close to call.
As far as I know, the Denver one passed. And the most interesting thing is the two in Pueblo, they failed. Those were ones that were trying to take back the grow operations in Pueblo County and take back all retail stores in Pueblo City. And that one failed. And the people who have supported marijuana there are going to build a National Marijuana Museum in Pueblo.
You can read about that and more in this week's Sensi magazine, sensimag.com. Find it online. Find it at newsstands around the metro area, including right here at KGNU's Boulder studio. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.